This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. It's your brother Ibrahim. We're going to begin with another daily tafsir. We're in Surah 100, alhamdulillah, of our Surah A Day series. And today we are doing Surah Al-Adiyat. Surah Al-Adiyat is a powerful, powerful Surah of the Quran. It's one of the later chapters that you find in the chronology of the Quran, but it's one of the early revelations sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wake-up call to the people of Mecca, to the people of Quraysh, to the believers. And it remains something that is significant for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا. The word al-adiyat meaning are those steeds that run quickly, that go and come, that it's a war kind of formation of armored horses. Dabha, that they are heavy panting. They are carrying the burden of war. They're in a serious event. It's something that is a significant moment. And in Arabic culture, war horses or animals that were trained for war, like elephants, camels, horses, lions, hyenas, leopards, they were all, you know, highly prized. They had hundreds and hundreds of names that were associated to them, and they would be immortalized in Arabic culture and poetry, pre-Islamic and even after Islam. And you find a lot of people would name their children about these, you know, magnificent beasts and animals. And Allah uses a very powerful moment in the Quran where He describes Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, that he used to love his war steeds, his horses, and he would see them running from one end of the field and meadow to the other, to a point that it even distracted him from the answering the call to the prayer at one point in time. So al-adiyati dhabha, it's a call to attention, and Allah is making a vow by it. I want you to consider the seriousness of what I'm going to tell you in the same way you esteem these warsome, fearsome creatures. Falmuriyati qadha. These adiyat, these steeds that are going to attack, they're going to come in, they're going to be running at such a pace that falmuriyati qadha, that the hoofs that have at the bottom of the feet of the horses, they've been given coverings, metal that gives them grip into the ground, that when they strike with their hoof the ground, it will set sparks that would light homes. And therefore, this is a terrifying moment. And Allah's warning about the danger of mankind to himself and what he does for his future on the day he returns to Allah. فَالْمُرِيَاتِ قَدْحَا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا. The raid at dawn is one that takes people by surprise. It's one of terror. It's one of seriousness. Be aware of it. فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعَا. The horses, as they're running, as this battle is going to ensue, at this moment is going to come, it will raise the clouds of dust into the air that will give you warning of it. And therefore, it's almost as if the Prophet ﷺ is giving the imagery that he is the warner, an al-bashir al-nadhir. I say to them, O Muhammad, I am the one who comes with good news, but I also carry a warning. I'm coming like a swift raid that's coming. Allah is going to hold you accountable swiftly. Your death is going to come upon you imminently. And the warning sign is there. The dust cloud of these war horses coming and charging into your life are there. Pay attention. I've given you illness in your life. I've given you, poverty. I've taken away things from you. I've blessed you with things. All of those are ayat, signs to you that there is something greater than yourself. Be aware. فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. Sadly, mankind, you have to penetrate all the way into the midst of the foe. Just like these horses, Allah says, فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا, that these galloping stallions, horses in battle formation will break through the enemy lines into the middle of the formation. And during the life of the Prophet ﷺ, those well-trained horses, that was their number one objective. The knights would cut through the battle lines and cause the army to be in disarray. So what is Allah warning us of? Allah has led with this magnificent introduction, an awesome kind of painted picture in your mind, fearsome horses, the trials of life, the difficulties you face, not answering the call of God, not listening to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Surely mankind, the one who disbelieves from them, is ungrateful to his Lord, subhanAllah. You know, you're distant from Allah. You're not aware of Allah. You're not aware of what it is that He seeks of you. And you have shown an ingratitude to Allah, although there has been blessing. And therefore, what you await is that there you will be raided. You will, you know, calamity is about to befall you. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ His witnesses are bore testimony by His deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I don't need anyone to come and say, you did this. Your own deeds witness against you. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ You yourself are a witness against yourself. Your lifestyle, the nature of your existence, how it is you've conducted yourself, and the things you've assumed, and the things that you should have assumed, but you left off, all of them are a testament of your life. And this is an important kind of statement, not to be lazy and not to be you know, in hardship and difficulty, but to move forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ So on one hand, your life is a testament, but the greatest thing that has shown you and let you down, the thing that has bore the greatest witness against you, is that you are violent in your love of excess and wealth. Al-Imam Ibn Kathir, he describes this in two ways. He says, on one way, you are so severe in your love of wealth that you won't share it with anyone. You're holding on to it. I'm not going to give except in that which I find joy in, and I will leave it at the expense of others. Number two is that your view of wealth is so convoluted that you will hurt others to gain it. Not just I'm going to keep mine, but I'm going to take from you as well. And subhanAllah, may Allah protect us from this kind of covetingness. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ The excessiveness of wealth leads to a violent reaction, لَشَدِيدٌ, in their conduct and in their behavior. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ Allah tries to reason. Does this person, does this human being, does this unbeliever who has taken such a wrong view of life, it's about excess to them, wanting, taking, claiming, holding, hoarding from others. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ Do they not consider? Don't they know? Don't they understand? Haven't they contemplated? Haven't they understood? أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ Don't they know that when they're in the grave that its contents will be brought out? Do they not know that everything will be poured out? That mankind is going to be resurrected? That they're going to be asked about the things they've done, the liberties they've taken with others, the mistakes that they've done that they thought would remain hidden, the injustices and the statements and the actions and the words and the intentions and the jealousy and the hatred? وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ Not just what they've done that they buried with them, but it will also be what was in their chest will become known. Allah will lay bare what was inside mankind's hearts and intentions at the time of committing these crimes. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ Don't they know that when the graves are unturned and it's poured out, mankind is resurrected. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ And their evil intentions become laid bare. Everyone will know. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ When all secrets become public knowledge. إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ Don't they know and haven't they thought that their Lord on that day of judgment has always been the most well acquainted of their deeds and intentions? And therefore this is a wake up call for you and I. Whenever you recite Surah Al-Adiyat, whenever you hear it recited, my dear brother, my dear sister, whenever it moves you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let it be a warning. Let it be a warning that there is a raiding party about to strike. You're in danger. And unless you adjust your life with Allah, unless you come wholeheartedly to Allah, unless you prepare yourself for Allah, for the day where you will be asked about the little and the great, the good and the bad, the halal and the haram, the sunnah and the bid'ah, unless you prepare for that day, you'll only leave yourself open for injury. Be careful from those steeds that cut through the lines of your protection, where you think life is as good as it gets, because at any moment you can be penetrated and brought to task by Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best of this dunya. This was another daily tafsir of Surah Al-Adiyat, Surah 100. I hope you join me for future episodes and past episodes, as you can find them on my YouTube channel, Imam Yahya Ibrahim. your brother Yahya. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.